Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Gary Mathers as the Beaver.
Pretty.
Well, that's pretty good. June, our boy is now a three-letterman.
We're very proud of you, Ollie.
Boy, three stripes. If you get any more, you're going to look like a zebra.
The Board of Education only lets you go out for three major sports. They don't want you to develop your muscles more than your brain.
I think it's a good idea to flex your brain a little, too.
You know, when I was in boarding school, I got a letter in basketball.
I mean, you played basketball, Mom?
Well, I was the captain of our class team.
Gee, the guy never thinks of his mom as jumping center.
I'll tell you, Wally, there's a picture of your mother around somewhere in a basketball outfit. I'll show it to you sometime.
Oh, no, you won't.
Well, Beaver, what about you? You going in for any school activities?
Well, we don't have organized sports at our school. We just play games for fun.
Beaver, don't they have a glee club at your school?
Yeah, but my voice is too high to sing with the big guys, and I'm too big to sing with the little guys. So Mr. Willett told me to get lost.
Now, Beaver, I'm sure he didn't put it that way.
No. Well, he said try again next year, but he meant get lost.
Gee, Beaver, there should be some kind of junk you could go out for.
Well, I was going to be an assembly monitor. Only trouble is the big guys are all the time hitting you.
Well, I think you should get into as many school activities as possible, Beaver. It's good experience.
Well, sure, Beef. The biggest thing you do now is walk in the gutter on the way home from school. You can't do that all your life.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could look around down there. They might have something I could go out for.
Well, Wally, we're certainly pleased about this letter.
Well, you know, I think it's just about bedtime. And I want you to take a bath tonight, Beaver.
Oh, gee, Mom, do I have to? I think if I just clean my feet, I could get by for another 2 or 3 days.
You take a bath.
Yes, Mom.
Good night.
Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night. Honey, you know, I don't think I'd press Beaver too hard to go out for extra activities. Just let him be a normal, average little boy.
Oh, dear, a normal, average little boy doesn't have a chance these days.
Join the dramatic club. Fun, plays, entertainment. Room 203.
Boy, I'm going to get that. I can do ventriloquism.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, I can talk through a dummy.
You're doing that now.
No, I mean a real dummy. I'm going home at noontime and get it.
I can recite a whole poem, Casey at the Bat.
Yeah? Well, I think I'll join. Well, I once played a tree in kindergarten.
Huh, you're no actor.
Suppose you are.
I took voice lessons, and my teacher told me I'm another Shirley Temple.
What are you talking about? She's not a kid. She's a grown-up lady on television.
Shirley Temple's not even a person. It's something you drink while your father's having an old-fashioned.
All right, Gilbert, go ahead.
You know, we French-stormed Ratisbon a mile or so away. On a little mound, Napoleon stood on our stormy day. With neck out thrust... Again, Miss Landers, that part always kills me.
Gilbert, perhaps you'd better sit down until you get control of yourself.
Oscar, did you know I once knew a man with one eye named Clarence?
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, what did he call the other eye?
Little Indian, Sioux or Crow. Little Frosty Eskimo. Little Turk or Japanese. Don't you wish that you were me?
Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. Men are laughing somewhere, and somewhere children shout. There is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Oh, yes, pretty girlie, won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Won't you come out tonight? Oh, yes, pretty girlie, won't you come out tonight? By the light of the moon.
By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Once in battle, farmers stood and fired the shot around the world.
Hi.
Hi. Where is it?
Where's what?
The Chinese food you were going to bring home.
I was going to bring home Chinese food.
Oh, honey, don't you remember last night when you were carving the roast beef? You said, let's have something different tomorrow night.
Yeah, so I did. Well, I'm afraid I just got so busy down at the office, I completely forgot it. Between meetings and New York calls, Egg Foo Young was the last thing on my mind. Well, I'll go back and get some.
Never mind, honey. I took some chops out of the freezer, just in case.
Oh, fine. And one of these nights, we will have Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Beaver got in the dramatic club at school.
Oh, that's fine. I just hope this time he doesn't wind up playing an anonymous tree. There's not much satisfaction in not being able to tell your son from the rest of the forest.
Well, whatever part he gets, he's very proud of himself. And you know, you wanted him to get into school activities, so you make a big fuss over it.
Oh, sure. After all, that's about the easiest thing a father does, act proud of his son.
Hey, Beav. You're really going to be in a school play, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think Miss Landers picked me. I'm the kind the guys didn't laugh at me as much as they did the other guys.
Are you scared?
Why should I be scared? I played a tree once in kindergarten, didn't I?
Yeah, but it's a lot harder playing a person than playing a tree. After all, a person expects a tree to be nothing.
Well, Beaver, I just heard the good news. You made the dramatic club, huh?
Yes, sir. Everybody made it but Gilbert. The Slanders threw him out for laughing.
Oh. Well, are you going to do a play?
Oh, yes, sir. The Slanders is going to pick it out tonight, and we're going to wear costumes, and we're going to have all our parents come and charge 35 cents, and we're going to serve coffee, but milk for the kids.
Well, we'll certainly all be looking forward to it, won't we, Wally?
Gee, Dad, I think I'm doing something that night.
You don't even know what night it is.
Well, yeah, but I still think I'm doing something.
You're late tonight, Miss Landers.
Oh, yes, we had auditions for the dramatic club this afternoon.
I understand you had a good turnout.
Yes. That Victoria Bennett was very good, and so was the Cleaver boy. This is the play I thought we'd do.
The little Dutch boy. Oh, that's a charming story.
I thought Victoria and Theodore could play the little girl and boy.
Hans kisses Gretchen. Hmm. Just might have a little trouble there.
Oh?
Ever since I can remember, little boys in the fifth grade have had an aversion to kissing little girls.
You know, that's one of the reasons I picked Theodore. I thought of that, but Theodore's older now. He's so enthusiastic and cooperative, I don't think he'll mind it.
Perhaps not. What happened to little Gilbert Harrison? I hear he didn't make it.
Well, for some reason or other, he kept giggling when he was reciting his poem.
I'm not surprised. I had his father. He used to giggle when I called on him for the multiplication table.
Vicky, you're going to play Gretchen.
Thank you, Miss Landers.
And Theodore, you're going to play Hans, the little Dutch boy.
Gee, is that the head guy?
Yes, I guess you could call him the head guy. And Penny, you're going to play the old crone.
My mother got the play from the library, and she said I should play Gretchen.
Well, maybe the next time, Penny.
What's a crone?
Oh, it's like a witch, only uglier.
And Harry, you're going to play the happy Burgermeister whom everybody loves.
Thank you.
And Richard, you're Krause the cow.
You mean I don't get to throw my voice?
Not this time, Richard. Now, I want you all to take the play home and study it tonight. And then perhaps your parents will help you with your parts. All right, children, you may go.
Boy, that's neat, Beaver. You getting to play the head guy.
Yeah, but it's too bad you don't get to throw your voice.
Well, it's okay, I guess. I don't know any cow jokes anyway.
You mean Beaver's really playing the lead?
Our Theodore's the little Dutch boy.
Well, how did he react? I remember how it was when you were in the fifth grade and got the lead in the class play. You were either overjoyed or you considered running away from home.
Oh, well, he was very happy. He brought home his costume with the wooden shoes and everything.
Well, his acting career's come a long way since he stood there and played a shaky tree.
He wants us to help him memorize his lines tonight.
Well, it's really kind of a kick having him get the lead. I just hope tonight of the play I have strength of character enough to not act like a typical father.
Well, if I see any signs of it, I'll be the first to let you know.
Come on, Beav. Let me see your costume.
Wait a minute, Wally. I still have to put on my hat. Here I come.
Oh, brother.
What do you mean?
Take a look in the mirror and you'll see what I mean.
Well, I think I look pretty good.
Well, sure. That's because you're looking at yourself. If you were me looking at you, you'd bust out laughing, too.
You're just laughing because you're my brother. Nobody else is going to laugh.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about all those wise guys in your school? Aren't they giving you the business?
Uh-uh. Miss Flanders has got all the big guys in the play. So who's around to laugh at me?
Okay. Hey, but look, Beav, if Eddie or any of my friends drop around here, don't let them see you in that costume.
How come?
Because they think you're a big enough creep already.
Now, let's check that last line again and show more enthusiasm, Beaver.
Okay, then. Do not be afraid, Gretchen. I have come across the whole of Flanders to take you away from this wicked castle.
Oh, Hans, I knew you would come, even though the cruel soldiers told me you were dead.
Well, Dad, I think maybe we better wait till Mom gets out here to play Gretchen. She looks more like Victoria Bennett than you do.
I think we can run through it until your mother gets here. Hark, someone approaches. I think it is my cruel and wicked stepmother.
Open up in there. The wedding guests are arriving, and your bridegroom, Count Ferdinand, grows impatient.
Go now, Hans. Your life is in danger.
I go, but I will return before the sun rises in the east.
And Hans takes Gretchen in his arms, kisses her, and exits.
Huh?
Kisses her and exits.
Well, I'm not kissing any creepy girl in front of a whole bunch of people.
Oh, come on now, Beaver. It's just part of the plot.
Well, sure, Beef. You better get used to it. This sounds like the kind of play that's got a lot of kissing in it.
I'd really go out on the stage in my underwear than kiss a girl.
Oh, now, Beaver. Miss Landers is counting on you.
I'll get sick. I'll leave school. I'll even croak before I do it.
How's the little Dutch boy coming?
He's not coming at all. He's going up in his bathroom and locking himself in.
What in the world's the matter?
You should have seen it, Mom. The Beaver just blew his top.
Seems the Dutch boy is supposed to kiss the Dutch girl, and Beaver doesn't want any part of it.
Well, I think that would make a very sweet, romantic picture.
Well, gee, Mom, don't tell him that. He'll never come out of the bathroom.
Well, Ward, we can't let him drop out of the play for a little thing like this.
Well, to him, it probably doesn't seem like a little thing. But I'll go up and talk to him.
Open up in there. The wedding guests are arriving, and your bridegroom, Count Ferdinand, grows impatient.
Wally, I don't think this is any time to be funny.
Well, gee, Mom, there's no sense in all of us cracking up.
Beaver, are you in there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on out a minute, son. I want to talk to you.
Yes.
Beav, I guess you feel like you have a pretty big problem here, huh?
Biggest one I ever had.
Well, you know, it may seem that way now, son, but 2 weeks from now, the whole thing will be forgotten.
Yeah, but I still got to be around for those 2 weeks.
Well, Beaver, no one's going to laugh at you or make fun of you. Kissing a girl is just part of the play. And anyway, it isn't you kissing Victoria. It's the Dutch boy kissing the Dutch girl. Now, when you think of it that way, doesn't it make it easier?
Uh-uh. I'll still know it's me up there making a creep out of myself.
Beaver, you go to the movies and you see people like John Wayne and Gary Cooper kissing girls. They don't think anything of it at all.
Well, sure, but they're so big that nobody dares laugh at them.
Well, Beaver, it isn't very often that I insist you do something that you don't want to do. But you got yourself into this dramatic club. Now, you've been given a part, and I don't want you to let Miss Landers or your classmates down.
Well, okay, Dad. But you got to promise me one thing.
What's that?
Promise me that you or Mom or Wally won't be there.
You don't want us to be there?
Uh-uh. If I'm going to make a creep out of myself, it'll be easier doing it without you guys watching me.
Well, it'll be a big disappointment, Beaver. But all right.
Is it okay if I come in now, Dad?
Yes, Wally.
I guess you're going to have to do it, huh, Beave?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, I just figured this was one of those things that Dad wasn't going to let you bar your way out of.
Yeah. Will you tell me one thing, Wally?
Well, sure. What?
What's it like?
Well, what's what like?
Well, kissing a girl.
Well, gee, Beaver, I don't want to talk about stuff like that.
Well, I don't either. But I gotta know on account I promised I'd do it.
Well, look, you kissed Aunt Martha and Aunt Helen, didn't you?
Sure, but that's no help. I haven't kissed Uncle Billy.
Well, kissing a girl at your age is a lot different from when you're my age.
Yeah, I know, but how come?
You wouldn't even know what I was talking about.
How do you know I wouldn't?
You remember when I tried to explain geometry to you and you just didn't dig it?
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's the same thing with kissing. You're too young to dig it, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Girls make me sick. When do they stop making a guy sick?
Well, look, Beaver, they used to make me sick, too. So did taking baths.
You take a lot of baths now.
Well, yeah, I know. I guess girls stop making you sick just about the same time baths stop making you sick.
How will I know when it happens to me?
Well, one of these days when you're checking your own ears for dirt, girls are going to start looking good to you.
You know something, Wally?
What?
You explain geometry a whole lot better than you dig girls.
Well, I'm very happy that Beaver's going to stay in the play. Well, I think it's a shame that we can't be there to see him.
Well, I promised him. Yeah, it's funny. When I was in 4-H Club, I entered a hog in the fair and won first prize. I was too embarrassed to have my father there to see me get the ribbon.
I don't get the connection.
Well, I guess Beaver has the same attitude toward girls as I did toward hogs.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah?
Did you practice being a cow in the play last night?
Yeah, I sure did. I was up in my room mooing all over the place. Then my dad came up and told me to cut it out and do my homework.
Yeah?
Yeah, then I told him it was my homework. Boy, I really had him there.
Hey, Vicky.
What is it, Beaver?
Well, can I ask you something?
I guess so. What did you want to ask me?
Well, did you read your part in the play last night?
Uh-huh. I read it.
Well, did you read page 12 near the bottom?
I guess you mean the part where you're supposed to kiss me.
Yeah, that's the part. But I just didn't want to come right out and say it. Well, what do you think?
I think it's creepy.
You mean you're not going to do it?
My mother's making me do it.
How come?
Well, we had a big thing at our house. I started crying and everything. But my mom said that she wasn't going to pay $4.98 for a costume and have me back out.
We had a big thing at our house, too. I haven't locked myself in the bathroom.
I'm not allowed to do that at my house. I got too many brothers and sisters.
You think it'll make us sick?
I'm going to pretend it isn't even you.
Hey, that's a good idea. I can pretend you're my Uncle Billy.
I guess we can get by with it.
Yeah. I sure wish I was playing the Happy Burgermeister.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Dad. Miss Leonard just let Beaver off out front. The play must be over.
I'm just dying to know how everything went.
Oh, now, June, don't ask a lot of questions. He's had kind of a rough time of it, and we don't want to embarrass him anymore. Let's just pretend this is a plain, ordinary evening.
Well, I see you're home.
Yeah, I see it, too.
Well, I think I'll go to bed now.
Beaver, we thought you might like to tell us how things went tonight. Were there a lot of people there?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of people. Well, they had the auditorium chairs and the cafeteria chairs. And Clarence said they even had some undertaker chairs.
Oh. Well, did everyone know his or her lines?
Yeah, everybody knew his or her lines.
Beaver, I think what Mom means is, what happened when you kissed Vicky?
Well, nothing. I kissed her. Well, I climbed out of the castle window, and that was all.
Well, then, that wasn't so bad after all, was it, son?
No. But I don't think I'll ever get to where I enjoy it as much as Wally does. Good night, Mom. Good night, Dad.
Good night, Beaver.
Wally, what do you mean by that?
Well, gee, Mom, I don't know. I mean, you know, kids his age are always saying goofy stuff like that. Maybe he's going off his trolley or something.